You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The COVID-19 pandemic has made online dating sites more popular than ever. And when it comes to meeting someone for the very first time online, your profile picture, well, it can make or break potential dates. A recent study suggests 43% of people think that they can get a sense of someone's personality just by their picture. So, what happens when men add their cats to their photos? Well, that's the question two researchers from Boise State and Colorado State University asked in a recent study. And the results, well, they might surprise you. Dr. Shelley Volsch works in the anthropology department at Boise State University, and she co-authored the study. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, I have to ask, how in the world did you come up with the idea for this study?
In all honesty, Lori and I were just kind of chatting about some past research we had both done. And through that conversation, we just kind of got laughing and thinking about the differences of what a lot of people say they're looking for and what seems to show up in data when actually probed about, you know, what kind of man, this is especially for heterosexual women, right? But
okay,
what
right.
kind of man are you looking for, right? And apparently cats are not one that's highly preferred.
Okay, so you started the study, right, with just two guys and a cat, basically?
Yeah, so we've got pictures, and we kind of feel bad for these guys because they signed a waiver for being used in the study, and all of the outlets have now picked up their pictures.
Oh.
And it's not either one of their actual cats, but the cats seem to really like the guys because they're very comfortable in the photos. But we presented a photo of the guy without a cat and a photo of the guy with the cat, and we randomized which one came first to kind of remove any bias that way. And women then rated the photos based on variables related to feminism or femininity, masculinity, personality traits, those types of things.
And so you recruited what, close to 1,500, and we should say heterosexual women, American
right.
women, what, like between 18 and 24-ish?
Correct. Yeah. 18 to 24, all heterosexual. We did this through Amazon Mechanical Turk. So we actually got a fairly wide range as far as education and racial and ethnic background too.
Okay. So what, and so the women took this, you know, these anonymous online surveys, and what did you find about that? Because I'm looking at the photos of the first two gentlemen. They're attractive, but I mean, you see them with a cat. Well, it's more almost like, did you go to Sears and you took a picture with your cat? I mean, it just makes you ask a lot of other questions.
And that is one of the things that, you know, we did this kind of as a pilot to get it out there. Previous work that I had done with other colleagues had found that women tend to view men with pets, particularly pets to whom they're bonded, as nurturing and father potential and good date potential. But that study seems to prefer, you know, seemed to lean towards men with dogs versus cats. Hmm. And so that's why we were like, this time we want to really emphasize how they view cats. But most people aren't going to take this kind of posed photo, but it was really about, can we assess the variable of the cat and then potentially move forward from this? And even in that situation, you know, we ended up finding that the women viewed the man with the cat, you know, both pictures are very posed, but with the cat, mm-hmm. they're viewed as a little bit more feminine. They're viewed as a little more neurotic. They're a little less extroverted. And so there's a lot of interesting questions to ask from this moving forward too.
Now, we should mention that in the study, I mean, you do talk about some of the limitations, correct?
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about that and why that's important to note.
It's important to note the limitations because it's very difficult in any study to really address every potential variable. You know, we know from work by women like Lisa Diamond that female sexuality tends to be a little more fluid. So a woman might identify as heterosexual, but she may lean more towards a more feminine man. And in fact, we did find that the women who identified as cat people did view these men as potentially more dateable with the cat, whereas the dog people or the ones who didn't really identify as pet owners didn't. Right. So we know things like the presence or you know, the person's the woman's personality makes a difference and her perceptions of what she's looking for makes a difference. But then there's also factors, you know, the study, both of the men are clearly white, right? There's some factors regarding the population of women surveyed that while we have a range, they do lean more towards white. But then also, I mean, this doesn't say anything about some of the variables. And this is where I've gotten some angry emails, honestly, from women who are like, I love my man and his cat. So I don't want every man to think like I have to get rid of my cats now to find a date. But in reality, it's more about there's so many variables to our preferences.
Right.
And one of the limitations here is without knowing exactly more about the personality of the individuals, you may discount he's got a cat, I'm a dog person, and who knows what you're missing out on. So some of the angry emails I got were really saying like, you know, you're assuming that people think that if they see a guy with a cat, that he's, you know, homosexual or something like that. And in reality, we're saying, you know, we're not making the assumption. This is what this particular sample of women seem to respond to, is that maybe there is, as much as we've worked to get rid of these things, that maybe there still is this kind of cultural survival norm in the back of our minds that we need to be more aware of.
Well, that's just what I was going to say, is in a way, it almost shows that societally and culturally, we haven't come as far, right? Because there has always been this perception that, you know, women own cats, right? And men own dogs, right? There's something about a dog being more masculine for some reason. So, I mean, I think it almost says more just about where we still are as a society and maybe where we need to go.
Exactly. I would completely agree with that statement.
I mean, I have to say, like, I mean, my husband had a cat when we started dating. There were no pictures of him and his cat. I may have been a little concerned about that. But you know, and we have a cat now, and we have two boys, and our boys love our cat. Now, would they want a dog? Yes. I'm not getting a dog. Yeah. It's too much work.
Well, and the thing that's really funny about our perceptions about dogs and cats and the species differences and what they say about the owner and for which one you own or don't own. I'm working on a paper that's in review with a colleague right now on surveys regarding people in their homes with their pets during COVID. And we found that a lot of cat people had these misconceptions about their pets. And during COVID, they're like, oh, I'm surprised my cat really likes to spend more time with me. Right. Whereas the dog people are like, my dog always wanted to spend time with me. So it's this really interesting thing that we seem to have this like dichotomy of what we think dogs and cats are, when in reality, they're a lot more similar than we realize.
Well, we always joke in our house that our cat is a dog in a cat body, because those stereotypes that you put on a cat, right? That they're standoffish, that they're skittish, that they hide. I mean, not our cat. It's none of those things, right?
Yeah.
And so I find this whole thing fascinating though. And so at the end of this, I mean, what do you hope to do with the results, you know, of the study, or is there more to be done?
I think there's more to be done to really say a whole lot moving forward. I think this definitely adds to the literature that, you know, our pets are important to us. They're increasingly members of our homes, our families. More and more people are opting out of children and having pets as a nurturing relationship. And that means that these animals factor into our dating. We worry about how is the, you know, how is our potential suitor or mate going to view us and our relationship with our pets? Are they going to be okay with a cat in the house? Are they going to be okay with a dog? Some of the things that come up in the dog training, you know, the dog world, is what kind of training mindset do they have? Do I have to worry about, you know, dating somebody who's going to chastise me for using treats to teach my dog instead of a punitive collar or something? So these things are becoming increasingly important conversations to individuals who have pets. They're no longer just an animal in a lot of these homes.
Yeah. And you know what? I even see this with my own children. I mean, it honestly wouldn't have mattered if we brought home a cat or a dog or frankly a guinea pig. I mean, it is what a pet brings to your family, right? I think especially with children when it comes to learning about empathy and just caring for another living being.
Right. And that's some of the other things that I look at is how are we shaped, you know, some of my inquiries really focus on like the co-evolution of humans and dogs and how have we shaped them as a species and then cats, you know, and how have they shaped us? And what does that mean, you know, if we expand our empathy and our compassion to other species, how can that then potentially improve the way that we have compassion and empathy for others in our own species? And I think that's something that we all really need right now.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a really fun conversation. We've been talking with Dr. Shelley Walshy. She works in the anthropology department at Boise State University, and she co-authored the study, Not the Cats Meow, The Impact of Posing with Cats on Female Perceptions of Male Dateability. Who knew? Thanks, Shelley. More Idaho Matters next.